Okay, it's the day after Thanksgiving. The turkey, or what's left of it, is lurking in the refrigerator. What to do? NPR's Linda Wertheimer consulted some experts.
Judy Rogers is famous for her roast chicken served at the Zuni Cafe in San Francisco. She proposes a light, colorful salad with turkey. The key is the turkey is warm.
Just kind of pick the meat off the bone and tear it into little pieces. And then if you warm up those bits of meat, say in some of the drippings left from the turkey, they start getting all succulent and tasty all over again. So you're not stuck with the cold turkey problem. And then slice up, say, a sweet red bell or green bell pepper and toss in some toasted nuts. Pine nuts are really good. I also add little currant raisins, just like I do in my bread salad at Zuni. And I'll toss in some croutons. And say maybe some ribbons of fennel, some olives, and then just fold in a handful of my favorite bitter greens like arugula or frisée. It's very beautiful and it's very appetizing for sort of after Thanksgiving when you're feeling like, oh my God, I've eaten so much.
All that gets tossed with a red wine vinaigrette dressing. Judy Rogers has written the Zuni Cafe Cookbook, a compendium of recipes and cooking lessons. David Waltuck is the owner and chef of a New York restaurant called Chanterelle. He's written a cookbook called Staff Meals about the casual dinners he makes for the people who work there. David Waltuck says put that turkey to work right away as a weekend lunch, turkey hash.
Boil some potatoes. Don't cook them all the way through. Dice them up. Sauté some onions. Chop up the turkey. The dark meat is really good for this. And I also like to do wild mushrooms in it, or tame mushrooms. Those work too. And again, diced up, all kind of cooked together. This is the James Beard touch. You pour some heavy cream in.
Oh my God, yes, of course.
Cook it down, and it gets really crusty. Kind of press it down, flip it over, get it crusty on the other side. You can put a fried or a poached egg on top of it if you really want to go all the way. Yeah, it's good for a lunch the day after, a nice light lunch.
Right. Waltuck and Rogers have similar theories about sandwiches. Pick one you like and insert turkey. The world's best sandwich, a BLT plus turkey equals a turkey club. She spikes the mayo with balsamic vinegar. He slips in a little chopped liver. Alfred Portale of New York's Gotham Bar and Grill has a cookbook called 12 Seasons. The November recipes are all about Thanksgiving. He suggested a soupy, savory bread casserole made with all the leftovers. He calls it a panade.
The way that I make it is I have a nice Dutch oven. You lightly butter it, and then in layers you put stuffing, some of the turkey sliced up, and then greens like Brussels sprouts, cabbage, spinach, kale, any of those kinds of things left over. You layer that in, and you make a few layers, and then you wet the thing down. Make it very soupy with stock. It goes in a slow oven, about 300 degrees, and cooks for an hour and a half. So you continue to add stock as it evaporates. In the last half hour or 20 minutes, you turn up the heat, and you can put either Gruyere or Fontina cheese on it. And at the end, you have this magnificent bread soup. It's just delicious.
Our thanks to Alfred Portale, Judy Rogers, and David Waltuck. He agrees with me, by the way, that leftovers are the best part. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.